Louisville Ballet is going to have their choreographer showcase coming up January 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Louisville Ballet Center, the studios there. And Brandon Ragland is presenting not one but two works there. He's in the company and also a budding young choreographer. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you.
I say budding, but you've had your dances showcased before, haven't you?
Yes, this will be my third choreographer's showcase since I've been in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And what this is, essentially, it's a chance for the dancers to shine as choreographers. Not every dancer wants to become a choreographer, I know.
Right.
But for those who do, and there are quite a few, as we've found out over the past so many years that we've had the showcase, there are some really talented choreographers that are in the company.
Yes.
So great to have this opportunity to show off your skills.
Yes, it's a great opportunity, I think, with our director, Bruce Simpson, for being able to give the dancers an opportunity to express themselves other than dancing, but also to give us a look at what it is, you know, from his point of view. In Choreographer Showcase, we're responsible for casting our ballets, for rehearsing them, for selecting the music, for meeting with the production staff to, you know, give them the copy of our music to let them know what props or anything special that we will need for the piece. So it gives us a chance to be on the front end of the production standpoint and not just the dancing standpoint.
Right. So you're really jumping in and getting the full experience,
right,
of that, mm-hmm, of creation. So you have two works that are part of what you'll be presenting. Tell us a little bit about your dances.
Well, I have two pieces because I couldn't decide which one I wanted to do. So I asked if it would be possible to do both of them because I really wanted to do, I couldn't decide on one or the other. But one of the pieces is to the music by Shostakovich. It's a piano and trumpet concerto.
Oh, yeah, number one.
And so that's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy that that music. It's very hard to count, so it's been challenging for me choreographing.
Is it the last movement?
It's
the first movement, yeah.
First movement.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece.
Yeah.
It does go all over the place, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. Like, they're, you know, we're so used to most of the time counting in eights and having the music be square, but there's eights and 12s and 10s and all different kinds of counts in the music, but that's what's so wonderful about it, and the dancers have been great and trying to figure that out with me.
Is this a case of where you heard the music and you thought, I have an idea for a dance for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been listening to this music now for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's always been on I have CDs of it, I've had it on my iPod, but I've never found the time to really sit down and study it in a sense and kind of get a feel for, you know, how it's being played or which orchestra is playing it, because I have several different versions of the same movement.
So did you kind of grasp the emotion that the Shostakovich is coming across with in that first movement and then try to capture it in dance, or are you doing something that is completely out of your own head?
I tried to capture, you know, the dynamics of the music and have that be shown through the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been interesting for me because usually I'll have an idea and I'll try to find music to fit that idea. As to where, for this particular piece, I chose the music and I wanted to let the music kind of dictate what the movement does for me.
And how many dancers do you have in this? In this
12.
So that's you've got quite a bit going on there.
Yes, it's one of the larger pieces in the program.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just joined us, we're talking to Brandon Ragland, who will be presenting not one, but two of his dances with the Choreographer's Showcase at the Louisville Ballet on January 24th, 25th, and 26th. You showed some initiative saying, I have two. Can I do two? So what was the second one?
The second one is more of a contemporary feel, and it's by it's to the music of Zoe Keating, who's also a cellist, but very minimalistic type of music. movement, and I really like, I have several of her CDs and things like that. So there are several songs that I wanted to use, but I chose this one because it went with the idea that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So I assume your approach was completely different than the Shostakovich.
Yes. With this approach, I basically started out the first rehearsal doing movement and then seeing how the movement fit in with the music. So I didn't really play the music to begin the rehearsal. I kind of just started choreographing movement, and then we put the music on and tried to do it with the counts and with the music.
Mm-hmm. How free did you let yourself be as a choreographer, as in regards to movement? Are there of the two dances that you have, are there any classical poses or movements that are incorporated, or is it more free form? This is Brandon's.
Well, I definitely draw from the classical ballet vocabulary.
Yeah.
Both of my pieces are on point, in which, you know, the females, they dance on the tips of their toes in special shoes. But my contemporary one takes the classical ballet vocabulary and puts a little twist on it. So I'm definitely grabbing from, you know, a set vocabulary, mm-hmm. but there are some things that people will say, oh, that's a Brandonism, or that's a, yeah. oh, that's something he would do, you know, and each choreographer has their thing that they like to do that kind of puts a stamp on their choreography, which I think sure. is so great to see as well, because I look and I see the other choreographers that are a part of the showcase this year, and you see certain things that they put in their choreography and you're like, oh, that's them, you know, mm-hmm. that's their stamp that they're putting on it. And it's so great to see how each person can express themselves differently, even from their dancing. Like, not every person who dances one way choreographs that way. So that's also right. very exciting to see.
Well, the Choreographer Showcase has really been successful. It's gone on for many years, but not only that, a lot of the experimental pieces, quote unquote, have ended up on the main stage during the regular season, right?
Yes, some have. Mm-hmm.
So that can be kind of exciting. Is it a little bit of a thought in the back of your mind, well, maybe this will become something bigger?
With Choreographer Showcase, it's that's another good thing about it, is that if you get to start pieces that you may want to develop or expand into a larger piece, or, you know, like this section may be one of three sections that I want to do somewhere down the future. And then sometimes if the director sees that this is something, you know, with potential or something that he enjoys and wants to see on a bigger scale, you know, some of those pieces are put into the main stage program.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a choreographer, Brandon Ragland, what emotional experience do you get out of seeing your dance come to life?
It's fantastic. Yeah. certain dances that I choreograph purely for the fun of it. Like, I just want to put on music and I want to do these steps to this music because it's fun. Mm-hmm. And when I see that, and I see that your piece kind of, you know, it's kind of like cliche, but your piece comes to life. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say that, but it's true. Like, you have this vision in your head, and to actually see that vision come through in the dancers, especially if they enjoy doing the piece as well, then it's a fulfillment for both the choreographer and the dancer. And then also on the other side of that, if you have like a deep idea or emotional theme that you want to do throughout, you know, the piece, to see that come to life can be really heartfelt and heartwarming, because that's something that's very important to you, and the dancers take it seriously. So when they get to perform with their emotions along with the emotions that you're trying to do through the movement, it's just a wonderful thing to witness and to feel.
I bet. That's fascinating. And I can say as a many-time audience member, the showcase is very different from the main stage, and you feel like you're immersed in the experience, too, because
very
you're so close.
More intimate, yeah.
And that, again, is the Louisville Ballet Choreographer's Showcase, January 24th, 25th, and 26th, 8 p.m. at the Louisville Ballet Studios. And for information, the number is 583-2623. You can go to LouisvilleBallet.org for more information, too. And you'll be able to see two dances by Brandon Ragland, who was my guest. Brandon, the best of luck.
Thank you.